Dia de los Muertos meets Shakespeare's famous dead characters. And Sarah Slipper, artistic director of Northwest Dance Project, fills us in on New Now Wow, three pieces created by world-class master choreographers, including Portland's Min Tron. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Gallivan interviews Mary Weaver Chapin, the curator of graphic arts at the Portland Art Museum, about This Is War, graphic arts from the Great War. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre following this announcement.
This is Sun Lee, KBOO's membership director. Thank you to everyone who called in during our fall membership drive. With your amazing support, we reached our $80,000 goal. We would also like to thank all of our volunteers for doing a great job and for making KBOO a great community and radio station. And thank you to all of the restaurants that provided food. For more information on them, visit kboo.fm/food. We are proud to be your radio station and honored to have your support this fall membership drive. Thank you.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO, your community radio, 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Thanks to every one of you out there, new members, renewing members, all those people who make this happen. The community is... It only comes together because you create a forum, you can create a place, an arena, you create a meeting place of ideas, and none of this could happen without your support. So we want all of you to know how grateful we are, and you should be too, grateful to yourselves, grateful to your neighbors, friends, family members, the whole community out there. This has been an amazingly successful membership drive. So, we have an extraordinary guest today. For those of you who do not follow mainstream news, but do follow protest activists, the resistance, headlining on that side of the media wars, we have one Chris Wormhoff, who is one of the most extraordinary political figures that I have come across in a long time. I heard about his arrest last week and started following the story. I put out feelers trying to find out if I could talk to him. And sure enough, Chris called me as I was driving in from Troutdale this morning. Just a note, a headline, Calhoun County, Michigan. Pretrial motions will be heard, were heard on Monday for the pending trial. Pipeline protester Chris Wormhoff. This is from the Earth First newsline. This man who skateboarded into the expansion project of, this is the Enbridge Line 6B, this is back in June of 2013, now faces potentially 2 years in prison. The case had been dismissed twice before by Calhoun County Judge Kinsley. However, the Michigan Supreme Court now has entered the fray and overturned the dismissal, recently refused to read an appeal from Wormhoff's attorney. Now, with trial pending, Chris's legal team will be bringing motions for expert witnesses on climate change, as part of their defense. Apropos of that, this morning, washes over the transom, a new study where the Pentagon is ginning up for massive climate wars. We all imagined that World War III would be fought with sticks and rocks, but it turns out that that's not a joke anymore. We will be fighting with sticks and rocks, because that's basically all that climate change is going to leave us. And it's a bloody good thing, too, in a way. Though it's all possible to be, it's all avoidable. All of the fears that the Pentagon is getting ready to address, all of that is stoppable. All we have to do is rein in consumption, rein in growth, rein in reproduction, this massive population explosion that's going on right now all around us. We have Chris Wemhoff on the line right now, ready to talk to us briefly just before we get started. Jordan Cove Terminal is still on the table and the grease is swiftly congealing. This Thursday, the Coos County Board of Commissioners public hearing, and there are massive, massive ordinance changes that are on the burner down there. And they are desperately looking for citizens to stand up against the proposed changes to the Coos County Zoning and Land Development Ordinance. More from that on Judy McCaffrey, probably tomorrow. And from the Ohlone Billboard Improvement Project, courtesy of the Indy Bay Media Outlet, you can take a look at it online, because this is something that defies radio. It's a huge, massive billboard beautification. Ohlone land, Hootchin lives buried. Return the ancestors. Yes, that's what it says. Hashtag decolonize the bay. Have a look. It's pretty stunning. Good for them, I say. And Marius Mason, used to go by the name of Marie Mason, the anarchist and environmental and animal rights prisoner, serving 22 years in federal prison for sabotage, has a new statement out, and you can get that online. We'll put a link to that for you to make it easier to see what Marius is saying today. Statewide on a media call, Citizen Action of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign have called into question against Governor Scott Walker has made off with federal funds for the state's Badger Care, that's their medical care program, and basically funneled the money into other less beneficial, shall we say, directions. There's a 2,500 square mile methane hot spot near Four Corners. That's Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. And finally, a fiery CN train derailment in rural Saskatchewan. As many people asking, what could have happened if the incident occurred in a more populated area? I imagine the animals and plants that live there are pretty concerned. But that said, we now speak with, or so very, very pleased to welcome Chris Wemhoff, one of my great, a political hero of mine as of last week. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for being with us.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
I think you are you're also running a serious campaign, as well as leading resistance against this particular stretch of the Enbridge pipeline, which many people here on the West Coast, we for some reason have taken up the XL Keystone as media focal point of our efforts to resist pipelines and bomb trains and so forth. But people forget the Enbridge is basically Keystone XL on steroids, and there's a lot of people who are fighting that, resisting, getting themselves involved, getting themselves in some cases in prison. And it appears that that's something that you might actually have to face. So Can you bring people up to speed why you got arrested last June, what happened, and what went haywire with the Michigan Supreme Court, just to bring people up to speed in case they haven't heard. This involves a pipeline, an arrest, a skateboard, and a Senate campaign.
This kind of started in July of 2010. in July of 2010 here in West Michigan, we had the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history happen. An Enbridge-owned pipeline called 6B ruptured. It spilled 1.15 million gallons, although that number has increased several times over the last couple of years, of bitumen tar sand, the tar sand that we talk about with the Keystone XL. That spill happened here, and it happened in a river I grew less than a football field away from. It destroyed the river here. And we, after 3 years of seeing no accountability from our government, no accountability from federal, local, anyone, and no responsibility really taken by the company Enbridge, we around the community here started realizing that we had to start taking this into our own responsibility and that our representatives were not going to represent us. So on my 35th birthday, June 24, 2013, I took a skateboard and skateboarded into the expansion piece of the same pipeline that ruptured. They were actually replacing the rupture point where I skateboarded in, and they were doubling the capacity to not only allow the pipeline to continue, but double the amount of tar sand without even fully replacing the line. And so we took action. I had planned to stay in there for 3 days initially. However, the pipeline was laid in the ground, and though it was not restarted, there were still a lot of chemicals in the pipeline when we opened it. And so because of that, by the time police arrived on the scene that day, 40 minutes into the protest, I was breathing out of a pretty much through my backpack, hoping that that would filter some of whatever I was breathing in. Because we didn't understand what I was breathing when I was in the pipeline, I told the police and actually initiated the conversation and said, I have 3 days of food. If you let me stop 1 day of work, then I'll come out at 5. Otherwise, there's 5 miles of pipeline under the ground. It's dug 20 foot into the ground, and I don't think you guys can get me out. So can we do that? And they said yes. And so they hooked up a fan and was able to stop construction. Because of the legislation in Michigan, me not coming out at the very moment that the cops asked is considered an assault offense, just like I hit an officer, which is a felony offense.
Wait a minute. And that's that. Could you just run that by us again?
Yes. In 2012, the state legislature here in Michigan changed the law so that if you do not promptly respond to a policeman's demand, that's a felony assisting assaulting an officer. You can Google this and you'll see that they had also recently charged a felony to a man that spoke over 3 minutes at a county commission meeting under this same law.
That's a felony. Yeah, that's a thank you, USA Patriot Act, for these weird, bizarre, draconian laws that pop up all over the place. So, where are we right now? Apparently, I see here that Michigan Supreme Court overturned County Judge Kinsley's dismissal. So where and yesterday, what happened to pretrial motions in Calhoun County?
Well, so yeah, they because I initiated conversation with the police, they never actually ordered me to get out of the pipeline, so the assaulting charge was never applicable. They also never got a warrant, so the misdemeanor for trespassing was considered not applicable, and both of those charges have been dismissed 2 times by our county government. By our county judge. The Michigan State Supreme Court said that that was not accurate and ordered it back to trial. We also wrote an appeal, and they refused to read the appeal and said he will go to trial. So we had our pre-motion yesterday, and it was a pretty wild moment. We didn't reach a decision on trial date, but it became clear that we are going to go to trial. And so we're working on the motions, and the judge did say that he would hear the motions for climate change as a necessity defense. So we reached out to everybody from Bill McKibben on down to a lot of our local university professors, hoping to get 3 to 4. And our understanding is if we keep the argument into the statutes of 401 and 403, local here to Michigan, making it just pretty much making it credible that tar sands extraction is responsible for climate change. And
Chris,
that
hang on.
We're
out of time. Can you let people know what they can do to support you going through this trial? And this listeners is what Chris is a new generation of politicians, political activists, standing up on behalf of the environment. And what can we, very quickly, we'll put that information on the website. I've got it right here. Thanks again for that. We're flat out of time. Chris Womhoff, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. And Janet Anderson engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints, Kill the Messenger, Hollywood takes on the Gary Webb story and the CIA Contra drug connection, an interview with the author of the book Kill the Messenger, which is the basis for the movie, along with Webb's own research, and will feature an incredible speech right after the book came out down in Los Angeles with Gary Webb. Yeah, we'll hear him in his own words. All this